Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, we need to pay attention to Syria, like John is saying. This is the whole thing. You have two sides of a story in the natural sense, and then you have two sides to the story in a spiritual sense. Most people look at what's happening in a natural sense, and they have a there's nothing more frustrating than a church who's supposed to be understanding that they are spirits that have bodies that possess souls, and that God is a spirit, and those that worship him in spirit and truth. And then, and understand that they wrestled against spiritual wickedness, not flesh and blood, but their entire viewpoints and conversations and everything is about the very thing they don't wrestle with. Mm-hmm. And like, you never win. You're never going to win this battle if you don't deal with the root cause. And the root cause of all this, you know, is anti-Semitism over there. And it is second heaven. It is the devil. It is, you know, there's only one way to God. Mm. You know, whether you came up with some idea or concept that, you know, if you drink coffee and like an orange juice every morning and have a roll or something, then all of a sudden you're going to make it to heaven. I mean, you can come up with anything. You can come up with transcendental meditation. You can come up with, you know, crawling on your knees all the way to whatever. You can come up with the idea and the concept of walking around a hole in the ground in Mecca. I mean, you can do all kinds of things. But, you know, the truth is there's only one way to God.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. we're not putting down, you know, it's all the same. There is no, right. it's all the same, mm-hmm. you know, and there's only one hell.
That's it.
And there's only one hell. And God loves mankind, and and our hope and desire is to let you know that God loves you and has a plan for your life. And every false religion, every religion other than the right relationship with God, will always do one thing. They will shut the door in your face. It will tell you there's some other way to get in other than Jesus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus is the only way in. He's the gate. Mm-hmm. So any other way is a thief and a robber, right?
That's right.
Watch what they say about Jesus. Once they deny Jesus, or actually they change the door, which is not a door at all. They preach to you another Jesus. You can't get in. I mean, you can knock and knock and knock and say, hey, I was here. I'm one of the five virgins that wasn't prepared, and I was going to get prepared and stuff. And he goes, I never knew you. You know what I'm saying? When they change the door, what they say about Jesus is very, very important. Everybody's going to talk about Jesus. I mean, you have to acknowledge what they tell time by. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They tell time by Jesus, right? Everybody tells time by Jesus. So it's like, dude, your very date on your check every day that you write a check or your paycheck, you know, it talks about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's something.
It's just amazing. That's totally amazing.
And every other false religions have you doing something to earn your salvation. You know, it's all about works. It's all about what you can do to earn your sin. There's no good in us. As we heard yesterday, which was so awesome, by the way, you can get that segment on the Torch, VFN Torch, but that was great. Who you calling good? There's nothing good in us. And so all these false religions have you trying to attain some sort of righteousness or self-righteousness before God, as if we're going to be able to stand before God and say, I have done this, I fed the poor, I did all these good works, so now I should be in. But Jesus says that our best works, our best goodness is like filthy rags, that there's nothing that we can do to have access to him, or, I mean, you know, to earn our way into heaven. But it's his righteousness. It's the goodness that he has done. And so when we receive him, we're receiving his righteousness.
Right.
He's the only way.
Yeah, and then you have the other extreme of that that says, you know, grace is my permission to sin. You know, you have two extremes of it, and there's a synergy to the door's located in the center. The door, not the moderate door, but it's located in the center of those two arguments where, you know, one says, you know, you have to do good works to get saved. And the other one is you ain't going to do squat. You just got to be able to say a few words. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that you have to actually know God, abide with Jesus, and allow him, like John 15 says, through Jesus says in John 15, allow him to produce in you good works. Mm-hmm. And so your works don't save you, but I got news for you. They prove if you are.
Yeah, no, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you wait for the fruit. You look at a plant and somebody says, what is that plant? I don't know. You know, you got to wait till it blooms, right? You go, what is that?
Gotta wait.
And all of a sudden one day, you know, it's like, oh, it's an apple tree. It's an apple tree, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you wait for another tree. It's like, what is that? I don't know what that is. I think it's this. And everybody talks about, what is this? What is this? What is this? And all of a sudden, you know, it blooms lemons. It blooms lemons. Remember, I was in Mariana sometime back, and somebody had this lemon tree. And they said, it just keeps cranking out lemons, and it won't stop. It's like, do you want some lemons? You know, when you have that many lemons, make lemonade, right?
All right.
I guess.
But it just kept producing lemons and kept producing lemons and kept producing lemons. So that obviously then was not an apple tree.
Mm-mm. No.
That was a lemon tree.
Right.
And then you think about this, that it is or an almonds. You know, you look at it, took a tree, you look at it, what is that? What is that? And you're watching it and watching it and watching it and watching it. Somebody says, well, I think it's a nut tree. I think it's got, what kind do you think? It's pecans? Do you think it's, you know, almonds? Do you think, you know, what is it? And all of a sudden one day almonds come out on it. And then you go, what? That's an almond tree, mm-hmm. right? Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. People are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting one day because you profess that you know Jesus, but they're waiting to find out if you're an almond tree, mm. if you are a lemon tree, mm. or you're an apple tree,
mm.
or you are, if your father is truly God,
mm.
or if your father is Satan, right?
That's right.
Mm. Because he said, you have a father, all right. He was talking to the religious folk. He said, you have a father, right, but your father is Satan. In other words, it was a bad tree. Because
mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you know, good trees produce good fruit, and bad trees produce bad fruit.
That's right.
And Jesus said, many people are going to be very religious.
Mm.
He says, even in John 7, he says, listen, they're gonna lay hands on the sick, and they're going to recover. Mm. They're going to prophesy. They're going to be able to see these, you know, give their possessions to the poor. They're going to be great orators. People are going to get saved because of the name of Jesus, not because of them. But then they're going to show up because of their works, mm-hmm. not their fruit. And you got to understand, your gift is not, I mean, not your works, but your gift is not your fruit. This is very,
right.
this is
that's
so
right.
important. This is so this important. Is good. It's true, man. It's like,
it
you
is.
Know, you know, that's where Jim Baker, you know, when he had the
his
PTL
his
club,
yeah,
you know,
PTL, ministry.
Ministry up there. He just was so caught up in the gifts. And of course, everybody loves gifts. You know, who doesn't mm-hmm. like gifts? You know, and that's why so many people watch those programs that have all these talent shows, because they're wanting to see who's gifted.
Right.
99.999% their mother lied to them, and they ain't. But anyway,
exactly.
so.
And America loves to worship gifts now.
Yeah, I mean, and the church has done it as well. I mean, yeah. it happens since the beginning. But if your gift, you understand, if you sing, for example, and it's your gift, and you use it, you know, many people are blessed by that, you know, mm-hmm. and many people... you play an instrument, you know? Yeah, you know it. As soon as you start playing it, because we're made musically,
mm-hmm.
you know? But watch, too, that you can also play a secular song, and it'll move people as well, too.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And because people are stirred by that. They're stirred by that. And the gift will work either way.
Mm-hmm.
But this one thing that you have to understand is that's not who you are.
That's right.
Because he said many people are going to come to me in the last days and say, Lord, Lord, did we not use our gifts? Mm, did we not prophesy? Mm. You know, example, did we not sing?
Mm-hmm.
Did we not? And they're talking about using their gifts.
Right.
And he's going to say, right. No, I only know you by your apples.
Mm.
I only know you by your almonds.
Mm.
You know, you were calling yourself an apple tree, but you were a lemon tree.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You were telling everybody... You know, because you were mesmerizing them by your gift. You know, it's like you see a child trying to get attention, and they do everything they can to try to get attention, and they find out there's something they can do that gets people's attention, then they'll do that over and over and over again. Well, that's
keep
called
tap dancing.
Well, you think about it. It's just like that's childish, though, right? That's what a child would do. But in the Lord, what happens is we understand we submit that gift to God, but then we begin to bear fruit,
mm-hmm.
and fruit comes out of us. Because we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, not because we play a song, not because we're able to teach, not because we're able to unfold the mysteries of the world, not prophesy, not because we can move mountains, not because we gave all of our possessions to the poor. It's based on, you know, what we, when our time with Jesus, it produced a fruit in us that brought glory to God and not to us. Mm-hmm. When it's about our gift, it's about bringing glory to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do I fit in all this?
Right.
So I want to encourage.
You don't.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. And so, understanding that's important because eternity depends on the fact that will you deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow the Lord? Will you go through the door? Because he said, any other way is a thief and a robber. Mm-hmm. You know, and where I was going with this, the fact is the church, you know, they're coming up with things like Chrislam, you know, taking Christianity and Islam and trying to bring them together. That's like oil and water. They're the antithesis of each other. You've got to be able to go to VFN TV and watch, you know, is America under God's judgment? You will see. You will see a direct comparison between Christianity and Islam. You can even see it also on the VFN Torch. We have somebody on the VFN Torch. You can actually go to the VFN Torch and just and type in there a topic, Islam, and you'll see several things come up on it. But you have the Quran laying by the Bible, and you see the one scripture in the Bible, then you see this scripture in the Quran, and you can compare the two. And then you have we have a video in there to be able to watch you to watch as well that kind of talks very specifically about, you know, where it came from, how it happens, and how it's the antithesis. It's the opposite. It's the opposite of the gospel. It's the opposite of the revelation of Christ. You know, and they say that Jesus will have to is a prophet and not the Son of God, and he's got to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. You can find out more about that on the Torch. But listen, you got to wake up. You know what I'm saying? If we better, you know, if we're an apple tree, we better start cranking them puppies out, because everything's weighing in the balance right now. It's time to use our talents like never before, and it's time for us to submit ourselves for the will of God. You know, and understand that when we just give it to God, he will use what he's given us to bring himself glory when we abide with him. And we have to stand up for what's right. You know, I was at a meeting last night, you know, and I just had to stand up for what was right. And it's not popular. Well, it was popular there, but it wasn't popular everywhere. But, you know, it has nothing to do with anybody. It had to do with the U.S. Constitution. Yeah. And it has to do with God. You know, we have those two things we got to stand up for, you know, God first. And if we do that, then God may let us keep our country. Right. And I want to encourage you, if you have not yet gone to the Torch and the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and search for Original Intent and begin to just soak in. I mean, what do we have, like a couple weeks left before we're going to determine who we're going to vote for? Matter of fact, a couple days for maybe you have primaries happening in your state, in your county, in your cities, in your precincts or whatever. But you need to know, find out about the Original Intent and ask people, where do you stand on the Constitution? Because the Constitution specifically is if somebody does away with the Constitution, if they change it, you know, if they push delete on a few key words, because it's not a huge document, and the Declaration of Independence, then instantly we have lost our authority as the people, and it shifts instantly at that point. It's no longer governed but by the people and for the people. It's actually almost a monarchy. You know, where they're the ones now running things the people aren't running. The government, the people who we sent there to represent us, now tell us, we don't need you anymore. We're going to tell you how it needs, only because we're right. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.